In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This time of year, dear faithful, brings us to a maritime anniversary, which I think is very important to keep. You all know more or less of the event and the name of the most infamous ship of the 20th century. But there was a certain passenger on that ship whose name never figures prominently, if at all, in any commemoration of that disaster. Most of you have no doubt never heard his name, but he was a man of the order of Melchizedek. So on this Sunday of the Good Shepherd, I would like to offer some humble homage to a fellow priest, Father Thomas Biles. Thomas Biles was born in Yorkshire, England in 1870. And although he was the son of a Congregationalist minister and went to Balliol College in Oxford to study for a similar career, while in Oxford, he converted to the Catholic faith and went afterwards to Rome to study for the priesthood. He returned to England as a parish priest in Essex. An invitation to officiate at the wedding of his younger brother William prompted Father Biles to make the trip to New York City. A priest is taught to say every Mass as if it were his first, his last, and his only Mass. And on the morning of Low Sunday, the 14th of April, year of our Lord 1912, Father Biles found himself in the middle of the North Atlantic Ocean during the maiden voyage of the largest ship on the ocean sea, the RMS Titanic. The name of this ship symbolized the prideful spirit of an age which was about to plunge itself into the bloodiest war the world had ever seen, a war in which the nations of formerly Christian Europe would tear each other to shreds and refute the myth of eternal progress with the blood of millions. On that low Sunday in 1912, Father Biles said Mass for the second and third class passengers aboard the Titanic. His sermon was reportedly on the need for a spiritual life belt in the shape of prayer and the sacraments when in danger of spiritual shipwreck in times of temptation. That evening, Father Biles was walking on the upper deck, reciting his breviary, and the Titanic crashed into an iceberg. As the ship was sinking, he assisted many third-class passengers up to the boat deck to the lifeboats. It is reported that he twice refused a place on one of those lifeboats. Toward the very end, he recited the rosary and other prayers. He heard confessions, and he gave absolution to more than 100 passengers who remained trapped on the stern of the ship after all of the lifeboats had been launched. His body, if recovered, was never identified. His brothers installed a door in his memory at his first and only parish church, St. Helens in Chipping Ongar in Essex. St. Peter tells us today that Christ suffered for us, leaving an example that we might follow in his footsteps. It is in these most horrific of times that we see that the priest is Christ. He is the channel of God's grace. He is Jacob's ladder, upon which grace descends from God to men, and men make their ascent into heaven. Priests are not ordained to bring us safety, but salvation. The heresy of safety was condemned long ago by the mouth of our Savior. Whomsoever would seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. Surely we would all have benefited from hearing that last sermon of Father Biles. We have no need to wonder whether spiritual shipwreck is upon us. This colossal ship of ours is taking in water by the minute, and a large portion of the crew seems content to let it sink rather than change course and abandon the spirit of this drowning age. You, the passengers, have no recourse but to cling to the original course handed down from the first crew, the apostles, from the voice of the captain himself, our Lord Jesus Christ. The only safety equipment you have is prayer and the sacraments. They do not bring the safety that the world promises. No servant is greater than his master. If we pray like our good shepherd in the time of his most bitter passion, we shall one day cry out, "Save me, O God, for the waters have come in even unto my soul." Yes, even unto our soul. But the foul waters of the world will never drown our soul as long as we persevere in the one true worship of God and receive devoutly the sacraments that come to us through the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And so this Sunday, I do not only ask you to be generous in supporting the priesthood of Jesus Christ by your prayers and financial contributions. I put this question to the young men among us. Have you considered whether our Lord is calling you to enter the sacred ranks of his priesthood? Do you have the desire to leave everything behind, like the apostles, and follow after our Lord? Will you not be satisfied until you, like our Lord, have given up your all for God and the salvation of souls, until you have nothing left to give? Will your desire not be sated until, like our Lord, you will have poured out your all, even your very blood, if necessary, in an act of supreme sacrifice? If the answer to any of these questions is even just maybe, and I submit to you that you must beseech the light of God's grace. You must ask him for the courage to follow his voice as far as it may lead, even perhaps unto the altar of God one day, the offering of the holy sacrifice of the Mass by your own hands. So today, by the intercession of all the good shepherds who have gone before us, may all priests and future priests, now in formation and perhaps someday to be in formation, have the courage to lay down their lives for the sheep, so that they too may be a ladder of grace to life everlasting. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.